The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
After a disappointing loss in Chicago, the Sharks travel to Winnipeg to face off against the Jets in tonight's season finale. Game 82 in the regular season with our Sharks Audio Network airtime 4:30 Pacific time. Last night in Chicago, things fell apart against the Blackhawks in the third, but it all began well. A couple of 44s over there. Wyatt Kaiser against keeper Sherwood. Kaiser won this battle. Blackhawks have a 3-on-2 developing. Down the left, Nazar across the line. Whips it rink-wide looking for Bedard, but the pass behind him, and the Sharks have a 3-on-2 the other way. Down the left wing side, now Sherwood across the line. Rink-wide. Ferraro the drive. Save, score! Mario Ferraro just tossed it to the net. And it gets deflected home, and the San Jose Sharks lead it 1-0. Great goal by Mario Ferraro, the first time he's ever scored in Chicago. His seventh goal of the season, assisted by keeper Sherwood. Sherwood's first of two assists in the game for Sharks hockey. Then Dmitry Orlov got called for hooking Ilya Mikheyev on what they ruled was a breakaway. We thought it was a pretty good gift to give the Blackhawks the penalty shot. But with the score 1-0 Sharks, it was up to Askarov in the first period to keep it that way. Mikheyev was dangerous against the Sharks, moves in, shoots, stick save made by Askarov. No goal. And so the Sharks keep it 1-0 with 3:38 to go. Ilya Mikheyev trying to go five-hole, but Askarov gave him the space, then took it away. Unsuccessful penalty shot. The first penalty shot against the Sharks this year. Ty Dellandrea had one earlier in the season, and that one also unsuccessful from the Sharks' side. And so here we were at the end of the first period. The Sharks were out shooting the Blackhawks 7-3, and they were leading 1-0. They thought they made it 2-0, 17 seconds into the second period, and Tyler Toffoli, for his part, thought that he had his 20th goal of the year. Off the boards, back to Wenberg. 20 seconds left on the power play as Cagnoni chips it over to the far boards. That's Celebrini trying to get it, fighting for the puck, poking at it. Nice keeping by Cagnoni, and a really good pass to Wenberg. Nearside Smith, in front by himself, score! Tyler Toffoli gets his 20th goal of the season in spectacular fashion. What a keep-in by Cagnoni on the point, and the Sharks have a 2-0 lead.
But as it turned out, a coach's challenge occurred from the Chicago side. They said the Sharks were offside, and after looking at it carefully, here was the referee's decision.
After reviewing the play, at 19:43, there was offside. Therefore, he called as a goal return with no goal.
Okay, Tyler Toffoli's got to stay at 19 goals. So unfortunate because Luca Cagnoni made such a great play. And he wouldn't have gotten an assist, by the way, on the play. But that was the key part of the goal.
But now the time goes back to the original time on the entry. And they still have time on the power play here.
That penalty to Bedard would expire 49 seconds into the second period, but Bedard would take another penalty, his second of three in the game, this one for delay of game over glass at 3:46.
Michael Misa, with the second unit on the ice, made it 2-0. A little drop pass, Chernyshov to Misa, speeds down the right for Chernyshov, who races into the zone, backhands around the boards. Fed across the ice by Sherwood to Orlov, feeds it down low, Misa's got it, puts it off the defense, score! Michael Misa, on the left circle, was dropping it toward the slot, put it off the defense, and it snuck through Spencer Knight. That's a power play goal, and the San Jose Sharks are on top, 2-0. That was a nice goal by Michael Misa, a power play tally, his eighth of a year, and his first after going 15 games without a goal. His most recent tally before tonight was on the road in Ottawa on March the 15th. Dmitry Orlov got the primary assist. For Orlov, that's his 37th point of the season. That is a career best for the veteran. And keeper Sherwood, his second assist in the game. 2-0 Sharks. Everything looking just fantastic until the final seconds were ticking off in the second period when the Blackhawks got one that maybe Yaroslav Askarov should have had. Back to even strength for the Sharks for the final 30 seconds of the second. And here come the Hawks moving in. Donato bodied off the play there. Moves off, and they score! Well, kind of a broken play. Sam Renzel trailing the play after Donato lost it. Knocked it off of Askarov and into the net. And I'm wondering if there's going to be any kind of a discussion about this goal. I don't think so, because there was some contact, but I think it happened maybe after the puck went in, with Ryan Donato bodied up there by Orlov moving toward the front of the net just as Renzel shot the puck. It went in, and there was no goalie interference. Sam Renzel getting his fourth of the season. Ryan Donato, always deadly against his former team, getting the primary assist. And Andrei Burakovsky also assisting. 2-1 the score at the end of two. But the Sharks had the lead, and all season long they had not lost in regulation with 27 wins with a second period intermission edge. It would all change tonight. In the third period, the Blackhawks outshot the Sharks 11-4. Totals for the game, Chicago 24, San Jose 17. Consider those numbers when you remember the Sharks outshot the Blackhawks 7-3 in the first period. The Blackhawks would tie the game at 3:51 of the third period when Louis Crevier would get his sixth goal of the season on a brilliant pass from Connor Bedard. And then the Blackhawks would take the lead at 8:35 when Ryan Green went to the right wing side of the ice, just as Crevier had moments before. But Wenberg getting up a little slowly. Here's Ryan Donato in the slot shooting it. And that's a big stick save by Askarov. Rebound kept in. Another chance. Del Mastro feeds in front. And they score. Well, Ryan Green got behind the Sharks' defense, just like Crevier did. He put his stick down. The play was flung to the right side. And he tips it by Askarov. The Hawks lead 3-2. Ethan Del Mastro, brilliant pass, his first assist and point of the season. Andrei Burakovsky also assisting on Ryan Green's 12th of the year. That proved to be the game-winning goal, Jamal. And I have a funny feeling the Winnipeg Jets are watching that right side of the Sharks zone because the Blackhawks exploited it twice.
Yeah, they did. And it was unfortunate because it looked like an innocent play. But when you get on the wrong side of someone net front and the defenseman, Del Mastro, makes a real brilliant heads-up offensive play. Quite shocking to see that it's his first point of the year, because that was a great pass to the back door.
And so that made it 3-2 in favor of Chicago. Louis Crevier had never scored more than one goal in a single game for the Blackhawks, but he got a second one here off a Tyler Bertuzzi play after Bertuzzi won the puck from Luca Cagnoni. All right, the Sharks, Chernyshov feeds a backhander on a reversal play, but that's a nice read by Bertuzzi to steal it. He's checked by Celebrini, but got it back. Crevier on the point. Score! At 10:32 of the third period, the Blackhawks break it open a bit. Louis Crevier getting his seventh goal of the season. Second goal of this period. Blackhawks 4, Sharks 2, with traffic in front. Another tough one to give up. Bertuzzi getting the assist on Crevier's seventh of the season at 10:32. Chicago leads it by the score of 4-2. Blackhawks would get one more goal. Again, another great assist for Connor Bedard. He assisted with Wyatt Kaiser on Nick Lardis's 10th goal of the season at 14:44 of the third. That made the score the Blackhawks 5 and the Sharks 2. Final shots on goal for the game, 24-17 in favor of Chicago. Blackhawks win the season series from the Sharks, 2-1. Both wins here in Chicago. Blackhawks won earlier by the score of 6-3 on February 2nd. And the Sharks won the lone game at SAP Center 3-2 at the beginning of April. So San Jose now drops back to a record of 38-35-8. And so the 40-win mark will not be achieved this season, but the Sharks have one more kick at the can tonight in Winnipeg against the Jets. For head coach Ryan Warsawski, it's one more opportunity to help impart the lessons that have been learned all season long, which, in spite of repetition, he says still need to be learned.
You know, we've learned a lot of lessons along the way. This one is a kick in the gut, because we should know by now, to be honest with you. We should know by now. We've talked about enough of the momentum shifts in games and when to simplify it and when to be a mature team and understand that really we've controlled most of the game the first two periods. Let's go, put zeros in the third and we win a hockey game. And, until we do that, we won't make another step.
Don't forget to tune in to the 82nd and final game of the regular season for San Jose Sharks hockey. It's in Winnipeg against the Jets. Jamal Mayers and I will be on the air at 4:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home from work or your last half hour at the office. We're available on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and of course on terrestrial affiliate stations near you. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.